After we recite the five halukas, and we conclude the last pasuk of Tehillim, Kol Neshama Talel Kaluka, I would have expected to recite Yishtabach. After all, we're done. We finished Tehillim. And yet we recite other paragraphs that are found in the Pesukei Dezimra. The first being Baruch Hashem L'olam Amen V'Amen. What is that paragraph all about? It's actually first recorded in the Siddur of the Rokeach, who lived in Germany in the 12th century. The Buddha Arham points out that some of these psukim in this paragraph are written at the end of books of Tehillim. Just like there are five books of the Torah, there are five books of Tehillim. The second section of Tehillim, the second book of Tehillim, ends with Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael Osei Niflos Levado Baruch Hashem Kvodo L'olam V'yimalei Kvodos Kol Aretz Amen V'Amen. And the third book of Tehillim ends with Baruch Hashem L'olam Amen v'amen. It happens to be that the first and fourth books end with the pasuk of Baruch Hashem El Kei Yisrael Min HaOlam Bad Olam, but that was replaced in this tefillah with Baruch Hashem Mitzion Shochein Yerushalayim Haluka. But it seems that the composers of this short paragraph want to end Pesukei Dezimra not only with the last Psukim, or the last prakim of Tehillim, but they also wanted to include the last pasuk of other sections of Tehillim as well. We have to still explain, perhaps in tomorrow's mini class, why don't we recite the psukim at the end of the first and fourth books of Tehillim? But it's clear that the purpose of this paragraph is to tell us that not only do we want to finish the last book of Tehillim, we want to finish all the books of Tehillim. We want to recite all the Tehillim, even though we're not in practice saying every single paragraph of Tehillim, but we would love to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all the Mizmori Tehillim. And that's why we read Psukim from all the books of Tehillim to highlight that this is what we would love to do each and every day.